Welcome to the debate. I want you to imagine losing your entire market dominance simply because you formatted a query as like a bulleted list instead of a conversational paragraph.
Yeah, it sounds completely absurd.
Right? I mean, it sounds totally absurd. We are so used to thinking of technology as getting, you know, continuously smarter and more intuitive. But here in 2026, AI search algorithms have actually made that bizarre scenario a reality for a lot of brands.
It is incredibly real. And frankly, if you're a marketing director managing a massive budget right now, it's exactly the kind of thing that keeps you up at night.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you're constantly trying to figure out what actually drives visibility, especially when the rules just seem to contradict themselves at every turn.
Which brings us to the core of our discussion today. So we're looking at this really fascinating new study from Peaks AI. And they didn't just guess at this. They analyzed over 37,000 AI responses to understand this shifting landscape of brand visibility.
A huge data set.
Right. Massive. And the data forces us to confront a really critical question here. As AI search continues to evolve, should brands primarily focus their strategies and, you know, their budgets on capturing broad semantic intent?
Meaning the underlying goal of the search?
Exactly, the underlying meaning. Or do strict mechanical constraints and edge case phrasing still dictate who actually wins that visibility? Now, I am arguing that AI has fundamentally evolved past literal syntax. The most critical area of focus is what the study calls the semantic middle.
And, well, I'll be taking the opposing view today, because despite all these undeniable advances in an AI's ability to understand semantics, mechanical precision is still the gatekeeper. Specifically, navigating low similarity thresholds and adhering to strict prompt constraints, that remains the true driver of competitive advantage.
Well, let's get right into the data then, because the core finding of this PKI study is genuinely striking. When they analyzed those 37,000 responses, they found that over 90% of prompt variations share nearly identical meaning in the eyes of the AI.
Which is a huge number.
It really is. And they use a really tangible example in the material, which I love. So think about a consumer searching for the best noise-canceling headphones. Now imagine another user types top headphones for blocking sound.
Right. And in traditional SEO, those were completely different mechanical targets. You treated them entirely separately.
Exactly. Like 10 years ago, you'd have a separate landing page and a totally separate keyword strategy for each of those. But the data shows today's AI systems treat them identically. And let's talk about why that happens under the hood.
The vector space.
Yeah, the vector space. Large language models use embeddings to plot meaning in high-dimensional vector space. Those two phrases, their numerical coordinates are practically touching. The model doesn't care about the letters or the syntax anymore. It only cares about those coordinates.
Right.
They share the exact same underlying intent. And because AI responds to that conceptual goal, brands have to anchor to real audience phrasing, but they really need to focus their tracking budgets firmly on the semantic middle.
That cluster.
Exactly. That dense cluster of meaning is where real buyers type. If you are spending resources chasing exact match phrasing at the edges, I mean, you're basically burning budget on an outdated strategy.
Well, look, I agree that the 90% statistic is a powerful baseline, but I think you're missing the true strategic insight hidden just beneath the surface of this study. You really have to look at the twist in the data.
Okay, what twist?
The study points out that when prompts fall below a certain semantic similarity threshold, brand mentions measurably drop by 2.4%.
Right, the 2.4% drop.
Yeah, and now, if you're not in the trenches of brand visibility, a 2.4% drop might sound like, I don't know, a rounding error, just background noise.
It does sound pretty small on paper.
It does, but let's contextualize this for the listener. If you are running a $50 million product line in a highly competitive category, like enterprise software or consumer electronics, a 2.4% shift in visibility across thousands of queries, that is the difference between market dominance and total irrelevance.
But is it really worth obsessing over that 2.4% when 90% of the value is all clustered safely in the middle?
Yes, absolutely yes. Because that 2.4% isn't just a random fluctuation. It is the penalty for failing the mechanics. The study explicitly warns marketers, do not mix prompt styles and be highly cautious with constraints.
Right, it does say that.
It notes that seemingly tiny details fundamentally change which brands surface. Think about it. If AI had truly transcended syntax and, you know, only cared about your vector space coordinates, then the formatting wrapper around that intent wouldn't matter at all.
I see where you're going.
But it does matter. The machine hasn't transcended the mechanics. The mechanics have just become far more sophisticated, and they penalize you much more harshly when you get them wrong.
Okay, I see the tension there, but let's break down how this actually behaves in practice. I like to think about consumer intent as this massive gravitational pull in a vector space.
Okay.
The semantic middle, where that 90% of variations cluster, that is the core of a massive planet. That's where the sheer volume of buyer intent is anchored, and the study directly advises marketers to focus their tracking budget on this semantic middle.
It does, but...
And it makes intuitive sense for an allocation perspective, right? Like, why would you waste your limited resources trying to map out the deep space debris, those low similarity edge case phrasings, when the vast majority of your audience is caught in the main gravitational pull?
I wouldn't call them deep space debris, but go on.
Well, they are the outliers. The AI's entire architecture is literally designed to pull those minor awkward queries into the center where it can confidently provide an answer.
But let's look at what's actually happening on the surface of that planet you're describing. Because the study states very explicitly that mid-funnel prompts are where visibility shifts most.
Right. It's highly dynamic.
Highly dynamic is one way to say it. The semantic middle is not some calm, stable core. It is incredibly volatile. And why is that? Because if you have every single brand following the exact obvious advice to target that exact same dense cluster of intent, the LLM's attention mechanism gets completely overloaded.
Which just means it becomes a battle of true relevance?
No. It means it's a bloodbath of volatility. If the middle is that unpredictable, your real competitive edge doesn't lie in throwing all your money into the most chaotic part of the vector space.
So you think the edge is at the edges?
Exactly. It lies in mastering the low similarity ranges. That 2.4% drop at the edges is where brand drift actually happens. If you master the mechanical precision required to prevent that drop at the margins, you secure a stable visibility floor.
A floor that your competitors don't have.
Right.
Your competitors are all distracted. They're fighting tooth and nail in the volatile middle, while you are maintaining a baseline that they simply cannot hold because they ignore the mechanics.
But hold on, let's think about what that volatility in the mid-funnel actually represents. I mean, it isn't a glitch, right? And it certainly isn't a sign that we should abandon the middle for the edges.
I'm not saying abandon it. I'm saying it's not a safe harbor.
But it's a sign that the AI is actively weighing intent against relevance in real time. The middle shifts because the AI is constantly learning which brands actually satisfy the core human need behind the query.
Sure, but...
If you anchor your prompts to real audience phrasing, which, again, is a direct directive from the peak AI data, you write out that volatility simply by being the most relevant answer. You don't need a mechanical floor if you are the best conceptual fit.
Look, if conceptual fit is all that matters, then please explain the strict formatting rules the study demands. Like, why does the AI care about exact formatting constraints if it only cares about the broad intent of the user?
Okay, let's unpack those rules, because I really don't think they prove what you think they prove.
They're pretty explicit, though. I mean, the study lays out rigid rules. It says, don't mix prompt styles because different formats produce different visibility patterns.
Right.
It warns us to be cautious with constraints because small details can change which brands surface. Let's just give a concrete example here.
Sure, go ahead.
Suppose a marketer prompts an AI with a mix of conversational questions and like a rigid, bulleted list of constraints for accounting software. The attention heads in the transformer model get entirely scattered.
Because they're processing two different structures.
Exactly. They're trying to weigh the conversational context against the strict formatting of the bullets. And in that computational confusion, your brand's token probability drops and you fall right out of the context window.
Right. The syntax creates friction.
Exactly. I just don't buy that AI is a purely conceptual entity if mixing a bullet point with a paragraph completely erases your brand.
The mechanical syntax is acting as a literal gatekeeper here.
Okay, you are accurately describing the computational friction. I'll give you that. But you're conflating the architecture of a specific platform with the evaluation of the intent itself.
How is that conflating them? They happen at the exact same time.
Because these rules, like don't mix styles, be cautious with constraints, they don't contradict the dominance of semantic intent. They just highlight engine-specific architectures.
Okay, explain that. How so?
Well, look at another crucial directive from the Peak AI study. It says, report by AI engine individually, because each platform behaves differently, so don't blend the data.
Right, you have to separate them out.
The reason different formats produce different visibility patterns isn't because the AI is mechanically hunting for keywords like an old-school search engine. It's because platform A, let's say a highly conversational engine, might be engineered to process intent best through natural language.
Right.
Meanwhile, platform B might be engineered to process that exact same intent through structured data and bullet points. The constraints you're talking about are just guardrails.
Just guardrails?
Yes, they help a specific engine translate the meaning, but it is the meaning that ultimately surfaces the brand. You're treating the syntax as the driver of visibility, but the syntax is just the vehicle. The intent is the actual destination.
Okay, but if the vehicle breaks down, you never arrive at the destination.
What?
Seriously, you can have the most perfectly aligned semantic intent in the world. You can be the absolute best answer for the user. But if your syntax violates the platform's mechanical constraints, you get dropped.
You're talking about the penalty again.
Yes. You become part of that 2.4% penalty we talked about. Syntax isn't just a vehicle, it's the literal mechanism of survival in these environments.
Okay, I think we can clarify this by looking at how these algorithms fit into the broader tech ecosystem. Because the study makes a really brilliant parallel to the 2026 YouTube algorithm. And I think this perfectly illustrates why intent ultimately overrides mechanics.
Oh, I'm glad you brought up the YouTube parallel, but let's see how you apply it. I think it proves my point.
Well, let's look at it. The study notes that YouTube now prioritizes four core things: accurate clicks with zero clickbait, retention through segmented value, extended session time via playlists, and deep viewer satisfaction signals.
Right, those four pillars.
And the source material explicitly states this aligns with how AI search behaves today. Think about the underlying mechanism there. Clickbait is the ultimate historical example of mechanical manipulation.
True. You trick the algorithm.
Right. You put the perfect keyword in the title, you game the syntax, and you get the click. But YouTube actively penalizes that now because it realized the mechanics were lying about the intent.
They figured out the trick.
Exactly. YouTube doesn't care what exact word is in your title anymore. It looks at whether the human being who clicked actually got their underlying desire satisfied. Did they stay? Did they watch another video?
And you think AI search is doing the same thing?
Yes. AI search is doing the exact same thing. It is looking past the mechanical prompt to measure whether your brand satisfies the holistic, semantic need of the user over the course of a conversational session.
It's a great parallel, but I interpret the mechanism entirely in reverse.
Really? How?
Let's look very closely at the specific phrasing used in the study regarding YouTube. It says YouTube prioritizes retention through segmented value. Segmented value.
Right.
Now pair that with the study's very first directive for marketers regarding AI search. It says segment by funnel stage early. That is not a coincidence.
I agree it's not a coincidence, but how does that negate intent?
Because you have to ask why you have to segment early. If you feed an AI engine a prompt that blends top-of-funnel discovery intent with bottom-of-funnel transactional intent, the LLM cannot cleanly categorize the value.
It gets muddled.
It gets totally confused. In YouTube terms, if you make a video that tries to be like a broad makeup tutorial and a highly technical gaming stream at the exact same time, it satisfies no one.
Right. People click away.
Exactly. The retention plummets and the algorithm drops you. In AI search, failing to use precise mechanical constraints to properly segment your funnel stage results in poor categorization.
Okay, but
the engine hallucinates, or worse, it just drops the brand entirely to clear up its attention mechanism. That is exactly where the 2.4% penalty hits. Segmenting your data is a highly mechanical process.
If you fail to execute the exact constraints required to segment properly, the AI isn't going to magically intuit your broad semantic meaning and save you.
Okay, yes, segmentation is critical. I'm not denying that. But the mechanism behind why it's critical is semantic, not mechanical.
How can segmenting data not be mechanical?
Because the intent at the middle of the funnel is fundamentally conceptually different from the intent at the bottom of the funnel. When a user asks, what are the features of accounting software versus pricing for accounting software, those aren't just mechanical categories. They are entirely different states of human need.
Right, but the segmentation, the study demands, is a tool to clarify that human intent. It's not just a computational hoop to jump through.
Sure, but think about the study's finding that mid-funnel prompts are where visibility shifts most. Why does it shift there?
Because of the competition.
No, because the mid-funnel is the exact point where a user is transitioning from just gathering information to actually making a decision. The AI is highly sensitive to that semantic shift.
Right.
If you are tracking the semantic middle, you are closely monitoring the real phrasing buyers use during that specific critical transition. You're aligning with those viewer satisfaction signals we talked about with YouTube.
I see the connection you're making.
The AI is attempting to build a continuous session time by guiding the user seamlessly from query to solution. Brands that understand the conceptual journey of the user are the ones that dominate, not the ones who just format their bullet points correctly.
Look, I don't disagree that the conceptual journey is the ultimate goal. Obviously it is. But I cannot look past the study-specific warning. It says, get feedback and avoid drifting below the semantic threshold.
Drifting?
Think about that word, drifting. It implies a strict boundary. It implies a vector space where if your prompt's phrasing moves just 1 degree too far from the recognized center, you fall off the cliff.
That is a mechanical reality. If visibility was purely about broad human meaning, there wouldn't be a sharp threshold where brand visibility suddenly drops by 2.4%.
You don't think humans have thresholds for meaning?
The AI would smoothly infer your meaning even if you phrased it awkwardly, because humans can infer meaning from awkward phrasing. We do it all the time, but the AI doesn't. It operates on rigid mathematical similarities, and when you cross the threshold, you're out.
But see, you're treating the threshold as a flaw in the semantic model, but it's actually a feature of it. The semantic threshold exists precisely because human language is nuanced.
A feature?
Yes. At a certain point, a phrase is no longer a variation of the same intent. It has morphed into a different intent altogether. If someone drifts from best headphones for blocking sound to earmuffs for sleeping, the syntax might share some contextual overlap, but the intent has completely changed.
Well, that's an extreme example.
But it illustrates the point. The AI is being highly sophisticated here. It's drawing a line and saying, beyond this point, the user is actually asking for something else entirely. That is exactly why tracking the semantic middle is so vital.
But you're assuming.
You stay anchored to the consensus of meaning. You don't chase the edges because the edges represent a divergence in intent, not just a divergence in syntax.
But your entire premise assumes the middle is a safe harbor. We've already established, straight from the source data, that mid-funnel prompts, the very heart of this semantic middle you want everyone to focus on, are where visibility shifts the most.
Yes, it shifts.
The middle is turbulent. If you rely entirely on the AI's broad semantic clustering, you are completely at the mercy of its continuous reevaluations and shifting attention weights.
So you take control via syntax.
Exactly. By understanding the mechanical constraints, by knowing exactly how one platform parses a bulleted list versus how another platform parses a constrained natural language prompt, you lock down your visibility. You provide the algorithm with a mathematical structure it doesn't have to guess about. You bypass the turbulence of the semantic middle by speaking the engine's exact literal language.
Man, we've unpacked a tremendous amount of complexity from this peak AI data, and it's just fascinating to see how the same 37,000 responses can highlight such different strategic imperatives.
It really is.
But based on the data, the evidence overwhelmingly points to a future where semantic intent and relevance dictate brand survival. The fact that over 90% of prompt variations share identical meaning proves that the AI engines of 2026 are abstracting language into pure intent.
Well,
just like the YouTube algorithm prioritizing deep satisfaction over cheap clickbait, AI search prioritizes the underlying human need. Brands have to trust the AI's ability to cluster this meaning. They really need to focus their resources on the semantic middle, anchoring to real audience phrasing where real buyers actually type, rather than chasing outdated mechanical perfection.
And I maintain that while semantic intent provides a great new baseline, it is the mastery of the mechanics that dictates who actually wins the market. The 2.4% visibility drop at low similarity thresholds, the explicit dangers of mixing prompt styles, and the outsized impact of small constraints, all of this proves that the engine is still mathematically rigid at its core.
Even with all the advancements.
Yes. Broad intent gets you into the arena, sure. But understanding the exact mechanical rules and syntax constraints of individual AI engines is what actually secures and defends your visibility against the immense volatility of the mid-funnel.
It is a profound tension. But you know, there is one area where our perspectives and the data completely align. Treating AI search as a single monolith is a fatal mistake for any brand.
Oh, absolutely.
A directive to report by individual AI engine because each platform behaves differently is absolutely non-negotiable.
Completely agree. Whether you view the differences between platforms as structural intent guardrails like you do, or as rigid mechanical syntax constraints like I do, the result is exactly the same. Blending the data across platforms will blind you to what is actually happening.
Exactly.
And furthermore, we both agree on the necessity of segmenting early by funnel stage. Failing to categorize the intent, whether you do it mechanically or semantically, results in total failure.
Right on. The interplay between broad, human-like intent and rigid algorithmic constraints offers so much more to explore within this data. And it brings us right back to where we started today.
We're not in the past anymore.
No, we aren't. We are navigating a space that is no longer a simple, predictable vending machine where you put a keyword in and get a brand out. We are looking at a diagnostic landscape that is incredibly complex, highly dynamic, and frankly, beautifully challenging. Thank you for joining us as we map these waters, and we leave it to you to determine the best path forward for your brand strategy in 2026.